Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football, getting ready for the Oregon Ducks. We've got defensive lineman Johanna Gafon joining us. Seven tackles, including one for loss in the Cowboys shutout win over Gardner-Webb. Johanna, what's happening, man? How are you doing today?
I'm good. Just came out of class to do this.
What class did you have?
I had elementary education for special needs kids.
Okay, is that something that you want to get into after football is done? Is that kind of what you're leaning towards?
Yeah, definitely. My basketball coach, he was a second grade teacher, and I used to go over there and read to the kids, and I was like, wow, this might be cool. Maybe I should do it someday.
Is special needs an area where you want to really get into? Is that kind of a specialty that you'd like to be in?
Oh, I'm not sure. Okay. That would be nice, but I'm taking that's one of the classes out of a lot of
okay.
others.
That's really cool though to be a part of that. Again, you said your basketball coach really wanted to get you into that, so really cool. My whole family, my wife's a teacher, all that kind of stuff. So kudos to you. Yeah, kudos to you. When you hear shutout win over anybody, what does that mean to you and the Cowboys as a defense? The way you guys played on Saturday.
As a defense, that means a lot to us because that means we're either really good or the other team is just really bad. But that's good for us going into the next game, especially because they're a high motor offense, and we think our defense can kind of take a little bit some of that away from them. So it's a really good confidence booster.
To have the production that you guys seem to be having along the defensive front, and I think we talked about this before the season, that takes a lot of pressure off the back seven in the secondary. And between you, Kevin, Carl, on the defensive front, you guys have held your own up there and made a lot of tackles. Do you feel like you've done your job to take the pressure off the back seven?
I don't think we've done our job extremely well yet, but I think we've done a decent job, but we can always get better.
A decent job? I mean, Kevin had 9 tackles. He had 3, you know, 2 sacks. You had 7 tackles. Carl had 10 tackles. Man, I'd hate to see what you guys are going to be like whenever you get it all together, man. That's going to be pretty dominant.
Yeah, I hope so. That's what we're trying to strive for. We're trying to strive for not a lot of run plays or give up big plays or anything like that. We want to rush the quarterback as much as possible. And I think we have a chance to be really good at a defense and shut some people down.
Andrew Wingard said after the win over Gardner-Webb that, you know, it's great to get a shutout, but we did what we were supposed to do against an FCS team. Do you have the same feeling? Do you feel like that's what you were supposed to do is really overmatch that team?
Yes, coming into the game, I did feel like we needed to pretty much shut them down, let them know that we're a pretty good team. But it doesn't really matter because there's a lot of really good FCS schools. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean we can just, you know, lay down and take the pedal off the gas. You know what I mean?
Right. Talking to Johanna Gafon, Wyoming defensive lineman. Now you get a different beast with Oregon, and you know, I was talking to your the defensive coordinator, Coach Hazelton, and this will be the third different offense you really face in the span of 3 weeks. How much different will this Oregon offense be for you guys to try and slow down?
Actually, I've not seen Oregon yet so much, but a whole another different offense. I think with Coach Hazelton being our defensive coordinator and how much depth we have as a defense, I think we'll be able to adjust and do pretty good.
You know, you may not have seen them, what they're all about this year, but I'm guessing you have a pretty good knowledge of what Oregon's past teams have been like with the speed and up-tempo and all that. How will that play into this game with Oregon having to come up and play at 7,200 feet, you think?
I think playing at 7,200 feet, It'll probably get on them for a little bit because I know it did when I first came. So that'll definitely be or try to be on our side, kind of slow down their tempo a little bit.
How do you do that as a defense, do you think? How are you going to be able to maybe slow that tempo down and make them work for everything they get? Because it seems like they play off of the emotion of getting big plays. So how important is that going to be to really slow them down and really keep everything in front of you guys?
I think we got to know after or if a big play happens that we have to be really focused on our keys and assignment, because they're gonna come out and they're gonna try to put up a lot of points on us, and they're gonna probably try to run the ball or pass the ball as much as possible, and they just want to make big plays, and then after that they want to get something going right after. So we have to be really focused and locked in once it happens, just to shrug off that big play that happens and then be ready for the next one right away.
You get, it seems like you get Josiah back along that defensive front. How big will it be to get him back to add some depth and give you more experience up there on that defensive front for you guys?
It'll be huge. Josiah, he's the leader of that defensive end group, and just having him around and what he brings to the team and what he'll come back with experience and stuff, he'll be really good for our bench.
You know, a lot of people have been talking about true freshman Trey Woods making the switch from defense to offense, and I know Austin Conway was telling me that, we're glad he's back on, he's on offense, because he was hitting us too hard during practice and everything. What are your thoughts on Trey making the switch, and how do you think he'll be an effective running back for this team?
I think this is a very good switch for our team, especially, you know, our running backs are fairly good, but they don't have the height like Trey Woods does, and I think he'll bring a lot to the team.
Outstanding as always, Johanna. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll see you on Saturday. Best of luck against Oregon. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.